USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging members of his own party to be on the right side of history and vote yes tonight on the bipartisan debt ceiling bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
The top Democrat in the House of Representatives says his party is united in supporting the debt ceiling bill that will be coming up for a vote, even though some Democrats said they'll vote no.
But I'm going to support the legislation that is on the floor, and that I support it without hesitation, reservation, or trepidation.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries also praised President Biden for holding the line in those negotiations with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The White House has denounced a recent incident in the South China Sea involving a Chinese fighter jet's unsafe and unprofessional maneuver. The Pentagon released a video capturing the Chinese jet flying perilously close to an American plane, prompting concerns about potential risks and escalating tensions. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby labeled the move as highly dangerous, emphasizing the need for responsible conduct to ensure regional stability. Two more Republicans are joining the already crowded field running for president. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will formally launch his campaign next Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, former Vice President Mike Pence will announce that he's running. The planned demolition of an Iowa apartment building has been put on hold.
The decision comes as five people remain unaccounted for following the partial collapse on Sunday. That came after officials previously said they didn't believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building.
We understand that this is an unthinkable situation, especially for the families that are involved and impacted by this event.
Davenport Mayor Mike Mattson said two of the five unaccounted people are believed to be in the building still. A ninth survivor was found on the fourth floor of the building in Davenport on Monday. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Job openings in the U.S. are on the rise. New government data released today shows there were 10.1 million job openings in April. It's the first increase after three straight months of declines. Be prepared. That's the word from President Biden today as we enter hurricane and wildfire season.
And last year, hurricanes and other extreme weather events here in the United States caused over $165 billion in damage.
He added wildfires have destroyed an area almost as large as the state of Maryland. Biden said money is coming to help the National Forest Service through his Investing in America agenda. A bill is being introduced in Congress to help regulate concert ticket sales.
The Boston Swift Act, named after Bruce Springsteen and Taylor Swift, was introduced by New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. and Frank Pallone Jr. They hope the legislation will bring transparency and regulation to an industry they say is badly corrupted. It would look at hidden fees, buyer protection, and fake websites, among other issues that Springsteen and Swift, along with their fans, complained about. Lisa G., New Jersey.
Air New Zealand plans to introduce passenger weight surveys by asking travelers to step on a digital scale during check-in. The initiative aims to gather data on weight load and distribution for planes. To respect privacy, the airline assures that the collected data will remain anonymous, as not everyone may feel comfortable disclosing their weight. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.